Remember when church people got happy? When I was a little girl growing up, getting happy was a perplexing concept. I used to go to church with my Kojic Pentecostal grandmother. Getting happy was what happened when the Spirit would touch my grandmother, my aunts, or someone else in the church, and they would spend hours shouting, dancing, and crying down the aisles. I had no idea what all the crying was about. But things got pretty loud in those little country church houses. Men and women would run, jump, scream, and sometimes even pass out like they got hit by a heavyweight boxing champ. As a little girl, I was so scared by looking at the whole thing, I would want to run, jump, scream, or pass out just from the sight of it all. Things were no less scary when I went to church with my Baptist grandmother on the other side of town. Being in her church was like watching Freddy Krueger or a horror movie. Everybody was dead silent in their assigned seats, because if you went to the Baptist church and you sat in Sister Swashbuckler's seat, she would look at you like she was going to pistol whip you after church. So no one dared to sit where Sister Swashbuckler or anyone else regularly sat. Those Baptist folk didn't play around. I hear talk about the American television drama series by Craig Wright and executive produced by Oprah Winfrey and Lionsgate Television, the show Greenleaf. And I'm telling you, I heard that it may be inspired by true stories from the Church of God in Christ, Kojic. But I'm telling you, back in my days growing up, those Baptist folk didn't play around either. Those Baptist deacons carried their shotguns to board meetings. And ladies like Sister Swashbuckler carried their pistols fully loaded and ready to rock in their purse. I'm telling you, it was a scary thing going to church with my Baptist grandmother. You'd be sitting there nice and quiet because you better not even think about saying a word in church unless you wanted to get jap slapped by Big Mama or any one of the other mamas in the church in those days. But listening to the composed preacher talk about Jesus, everything would be zeal quiet except for the occasional dignified, "Amen, Pastor," that someone would speak out and nod their heads like they were at an auction. Then all of a sudden, you'd hear the loudest, "Woo! Woo! Woo!" A sound that was about 10 octaves higher than an opera singer's voice would be ringing in my ears. And it would take me several seconds to realize that that was my old Baptist grandmother screaming. I was sitting next to my Baptist Big Mama the first time I saw her do that at church. I thought I was about to have a heart attack myself when she did that. I screamed out, "Big Mama, Big Mama, are you all right?" Then a whole ambulance crew of mad nurses in white uniforms knocked me out of the way, running over to her. I didn't mind getting jap slapped by them because I thought they were trying to get to my screaming Baptist grandmother and save her life, who I just knew she was having a heart attack. The mad nurses, no offense to any real nurses out there, but you know where I come from, the church ushers dressed up in nurses' uniforms. And they would run over and put smelling salts or ammonia under my Baptist grandmother's nose. And my Baptist grandmother would wake up coughing and gagging as if she wanted to jap slap all of them. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Didn't you just love those church days? Thank you for joining me in this video. I'm Merle Ray, the Brilliance Coach. As a professional business strategist and consultant for over 20 years in corporate America, and as an author, publisher, speaker, and licensed minister for many years in faith-based circles, I get to work with wonderful people just like you who are wanting to keep growing and triumphing in your personal, business, and faith lives. Give yourself an hour with God, walking through His transformational journey for your life each day. Let me be your supportive co-partner as you take note of what God is saying and doing and what He's placed on your heart each day. Post on my private forum or send me an email to let me and my team of prayer warriors know how you're doing. We want to be a blessing to you as you continue to walk out your transformational journey, whether it's at home, work, church, or throughout life. And while you're here, act now to continue the journey working with me. I'll provide supportive feedback, suggestions, ideas, and techniques based on what it is you want to explore while working together. Get ahead now, enjoy this video, and when you're done, make a decision to work with me to improve or expand your business, ministry, online platform, book writing, coaching, or transformational program, as well as your faith walk. Click on one of the buttons on this page.